time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hello, my friends. I'm Daniel, and welcome back to Magic 4 English. So today we're going to learn 20 easy English phrases that you can use every day. You know, these are the phrases people really use when they talk to friends, when they go to work, and when they travel. Now, let me tell you something. Many students learn grammar and many single words, but sometimes they still feel shy or slow when they want to speak. And that's okay. It's very normal. Because in real life, people don't speak one word at a time. They use phrases. So when you learn phrases, speaking becomes easier. You don't need to stop and think too much. You can answer fast. You can start talking easily. And you sound more natural. These phrases help you in many ways. You can use them to say hello, to talk about your day, to show how you feel, or just to talk with other people. So they help you sound friendly and clear, like you really know what to say. Okay, so here's what we'll do. In this lesson, I'll help you step by step. First, I'll tell you what each phrase means. Then, I'll show you when to use it and give you one short example. You can listen and repeat after me. At the end of this lesson, you will feel ready to speak English in your daily life. Simple, easy, and real. All right, let's start now. Listen carefully and repeat after me. Here is our first phrase. How's it going? You've probably heard this one before, right? Let me tell you what it means. It's a friendly way to ask, how are you? But not too formal. You can use it with your friends, your family, or even someone you know from work. For example, when you see your friend, you can say, hey, how's it going? It's just a nice way to start talking. If someone says it to you, you can answer, I'm good, or pretty good, or even not bad. It's a very easy phrase to use every day. All right, that's a good one. Let's learn the next phrase. Now, the second one is, I'm just chilling. You might hear this in songs or movies, right? But what does it mean? It means you are relaxing or not doing anything important. You can use it when someone asks, what are you doing? For example, hey, what are you doing? You can say, I'm just chilling. It's simple and friendly. It shows you're calm and free. Good. You can try this one later. Now let's go to the next phrase. Now, the third one is grab a bite. Let me explain. This means to eat something, maybe a small meal or a snack. You can use it when you're hungry and want to go eat with someone. For example, you can say, let's grab a bite after class, or let's grab a bite before work. If someone says this to you, they're just inviting you to eat. You can say, sure, let's go. Nice and easy. Let's look at the next one. Now, the fourth one is call it a day. You can use this when you finish your work and want to stop. It means, let's stop working now. For example, you're tired and done with your tasks. So you say, let's call it a day. If someone says this to you, it means they also want to stop and rest. It's a very common phrase, especially after work or study. That's a useful one. Okay, let's keep going. Now, the fifth one is take a break. You probably know this one, right? It means to stop for a short time and rest. You can say this when you're tired or when your friend looks tired. For example, I'm tired. I need to take a break. Or take a break. You can rest now. It's a short and easy phrase that you can use at school, at work, or at home. Good job. Let's move on to the next phrase. Now, the sixth one is run errands. You may not hear this word often, but it's a very common phrase. It means you go out to do small jobs, not big things, just small things you need to do. For example, you go to the shop, the bank, or the post office. These are errands. So when you are busy doing small jobs outside, you can say, I'm running errands. You can use this if someone asks, what are you doing today? You can say, I'm running some errands. It's an easy way to tell someone you're busy, but not at home or at work. All right, that's a good one for daily talk. Let's go to the next phrase. Now, the seventh one is keep in touch. You can use this when you say goodbye to someone, but you still want to talk later. It means, let's talk again soon, or let's not lose contact. People often say this when they move to a new place, finish school, or end a trip. For example, if you meet someone nice and you want to be friends, you can say, let's keep in touch. If someone says it to you, you can answer, yes, let's keep in touch. It's a friendly way to show that you care and want to talk again. Very nice. This is a kind and friendly phrase. Let's move on. Now, the eighth one is in a hurry. This means you need to do something fast because you don't have much time. You can use it when you are late or you need to go somewhere quickly. For example, if you're walking fast and your friend asks, "Why are you walking so fast?" you can say, "I'm in a hurry." Or, if you need to leave quickly, you can say, "Sorry, I can't talk now. I'm in a hurry." It's a very common phrase in daily life, especially when you are busy. Good one. You'll hear this a lot around busy people. Let's see the next phrase. Now, the ninth one is pick up. This phrase has many uses, but here we'll use the easy one, to take or collect something. You can use it when you go to get someone or something. For example, I need to pick up my friend from the bus stop. Or, can you pick up the phone? That means answer the call. If someone says, can you pick me up later? It means they want you to come and get them. It's simple and very common in daily life. That's a useful one. You can use it in many ways. Let's keep going. Now the 10th one is just in case. You can use this when you do something to be ready for a problem or something that might happen. It means you want to be careful or safe. For example, take an umbrella just in case it rains. You're not sure if it will rain, but you want to be ready. Or if someone asks, why are you bringing a jacket? You can say, just in case it's cold. It's a very good phrase when you talk about being careful. Great. That's a smart one to remember. Let's move to the next phrase. Now, the 11th one is, get things done. This phrase means to finish your work or complete small jobs. You can use it when you talk about doing tasks or work in your day. For example, if you finish cleaning, cooking, or writing, you can say, I got things done today. If someone asks, what did you do today? You can answer, I got many things done. It's a nice way to show you were busy and you finished what you needed to do. All right, that's a good one for daily talk. Let's check the next phrase. Now the 12th one is catch up. This means to talk to someone again after a long time. You can use it when you meet a friend and you want to share news or updates. For example, let's catch up soon means let's meet and talk. If someone says it's been so long, we should catch up, you can say, yes, let's do it. It's a friendly way to show you want to talk again and share what's new. That's a nice one for friends. Let's move on to the next phrase. Now, the 13th one is out of order. You can use this when something is broken or not working. You will often see this on machines, like a lift, a toilet, or a vending machine. For example, if a machine is broken, it might have a sign that says, out of order. You can also say, the lift is out of order, or the toilet is out of order. So when you see this, it means don't use it. It's not working now. Good. That's a useful one when you travel or go out. Let's go to the next phrase. Now, the 14th one is on the go. This means you are busy and moving around a lot. You can use it when you do many things and don't stop. For example, I'm always on the go means you are always busy, maybe working or studying or traveling. If someone says, you look busy, you can say, yes, I'm always on the go. It's a simple way to show that you have an active day. All right, that's a nice phrase for talking about a busy life. Let's keep going. Now the 15th one is make the most of. This means to use your time or chance well. You can use it when you want to enjoy or use something fully. For example, let's make the most of the weekend means let's enjoy the weekend as much as we can. Or make the most of your study time means use your time well. It's a positive phrase. It shows you don't want to waste your time. Good work. That's a nice and helpful phrase. Let's move to the next one. All right, the 16th one is settle down. You know, many people use this when they talk about starting a calm and simple life. It's not about moving fast or changing places. It's about staying in one place, maybe with a job, a house, or a family. So if you want to stop traveling or moving around, you can say, I want to settle down. Sometimes people say this when they talk about their future. For example, one day I want to settle down and have a family. If someone asks you, do you want to travel more or settle down? You can say, I want to settle down. It's a nice phrase to talk about your plans in life. Good one. Let's see the next phrase. Okay, the 17th one is hang out. You've heard this one before, right? It's very common. It's a fun way to say spend time with friends. When you hang out, you don't have to do anything special. Just talk, eat, or relax together. So if someone asks, what are you doing today? You can say, I'm hanging out with my friends. Or you can invite someone and say, "Let's hang out this weekend." It's a friendly phrase for your free time. All right, that's a fun one for daily talk. Let's move on. Here's another one. The 18th phrase is, "Hit the road." This one sounds funny, but it just means start a trip or go somewhere. You can use it when you leave home to travel, or when it's time to go. For example, "It's getting late. Let's hit the road." That means let's leave now. If someone says, "Are you ready to hit the road?" you can answer, "Yes, let's go." It's a happy, friendly way to say let's start moving. Great! You can try this when you travel. Let's keep going. All right, the 19th phrase is, break the ice. Sometimes when you meet new people, it can feel a little quiet or strange, right? This phrase is perfect for that moment. To break the ice means to start talking and make people feel comfortable. For example, I told a joke to break the ice. That means you wanted everyone to feel relaxed and happy. If someone says, "It was quiet at first, but we broke the ice," it means people started talking and smiling. It's a great phrase for meeting new people. Nice and simple. Let's learn the next one. Okay, the 20th one is, get the ball rolling. You can use this one when you want to start something, maybe a plan, a class, or a project. It's like saying, let's begin. For example, let's get the ball rolling on this project means let's start the work now. Sometimes in a meeting, someone might say, who wants to get the ball rolling? They're asking, who wants to start first? It's a nice way to begin something in a friendly and positive way. Good one. That's great for work or study talk. Okay, my friends, you did a great job today. Now, before we finish, let's practice together. I want to tell you one short story, a simple real-life conversation. You can listen and then repeat some parts after me. So, it's a sunny afternoon, and I'm walking in the park. I see my friend, and I smile and say, "Hey, how's it going?" He smiles back and says, "Pretty good." I feel happy and relaxed. I tell him, "I'm just chilling today. Nothing special." Then I ask, "Hey, are you hungry? Let's grab a bite." He looks at his watch and says, "Ah, not now. I'm in a hurry. I have to go soon." I laugh and say, "No problem. Take an umbrella, just in case it rains later." He says, "Good idea. Thanks." Before he leaves, I wave and say, "Let's keep in touch." He smiles, and I keep walking in the park, feeling calm and happy. And that's it. A short, easy story using real English phrases. You can try to make your own story like this. Think about your day. Use two or three of these phrases and tell your story out loud. Remember, you don't need perfect grammar. You just need real words, and these phrases will help you sound more natural and more ready to speak. So which one did you like the most? Was it, "How's it going?" or "I'm just chilling?" Or maybe, "Let's grab a bite." Think about it, and try to use one or two phrases today. You know, just to practice. And hey, don't be shy. You can tell me your favorite phrase in the comments. I love to see what you're learning and how you use it. If you liked this lesson, subscribe to Magic for English for more easy English every week. Step by step, we'll make your English simple, clear, and real. All right, that's all for today. I'm Daniel, and see you next time.